The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
First, I want to talk a minute about a report that I read on CNN.com. In the last 10 months, 140 local governments, police stations, hospitals, they've been held hostage by ransomware attacks. Now, you probably read a little about ransomware attacks. They start very innocently with an email. When you click on the link inside, the hackers can quickly take over and then turn your world upside down, literally. Computers at schools, hospitals, city governments, just this year alone, again, in the last 10 months, 140 local governments, police stations, hospitals have been literally held hostage by these hackers, and it's costing millions of dollars to combat this. They want you to pay a ransom, of course. It's like a member of your family being kidnapped and them calling you and wanting, you know, $100,000 or $1 million or whatever. And you pay it, but here's the kicker. There's no guarantee that they won't do it again, even after you pay them. Joining me a few minutes this morning, Rob Ching is CEO and founder of PCmatic. Good to have you again. I wanted to have you on for a few minutes to talk about this latest report from CNN.
Yes, thank you. The 2019 is a very concerning year. The first ransomware initially hit in September of 2013 and infected a home computer. And from there, it's just blossomed. Now we're a threat to every business, every city, every school, every hospital in the entire nation.
Well, and Rob, when you hear about hospitals particularly, I mean, that kind of gets my attention. There's the story as part of this CNN report of DCH Health System. It's a regional health care system located in a part of Alabama. Computers across its network there in the hospital were infected just a week or two ago. It's shut things down. And that's a bit scary when you have a hospital not being able to access their information.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, that they have to right now that this particular hospital network, they're when the ambulances come in, they're redirecting them to other hospitals because which could be, you know, tens of, or not miles away from where the nearest hospital, and they're not admitting new patients until they can get these issues resolved.
I mean, literally has closed them down.
Yes. Yeah. And many patients that are in the hospital had to leave the hospital because they didn't know what to do.
Wow. All right, for the sake of our listeners, Rob, quickly remind us how these attacks occur.
Okay, they're entering through in two ways. Okay, the one you mentioned in the beginning is through email. So it is coming in through email, and then when you click on it, and this is one of the key things that the news doesn't cover, when you click on it, that's the role of antiviruses to stop it. The problem is that some antiviruses are really, really bad. There's a big difference. Don't say, well, I got antivirus, I'm protected. Some antiviruses are okay, and some are really good, and some are really bad. And it's just not flipping a coin here because the difference between a good antivirus and a bad antivirus is getting infected.
Yep. So let's talk for a minute. A lot of the organizations, as I understand it, these local governments, and they're the target quite often, a small city who maybe doesn't have the resources, police departments, small police departments around the country who, again, maybe they don't have the resources. They seem to be the target of these organizations, right?
That is absolutely correct. I mean, and it's amazing that the places that are getting infected the most are cities and counties. And then the other one you need to add in there is K-12. The state of Alabama, not Alabama, Louisiana, mm-hmm. Is in a state of emergency because five K through 12s, right before school hit, the school opened, the five school systems got hit, and so they didn't know what to do. So they're in a state of emergency. So K through 12 is the other one I would add to your list, but these are the ones that have the least amount of resources. When you look, and I've talked to all the IT people from the smallest to the biggest. Normally, in big corporations and that kind of thing, they're less apt to get these things, and where they're having the most success, as we're seeing, is in cities and counties, and then K through 12, rural police departments like that,
sure.
Sheriff's departments.
Sure. With me on the guest line this morning, Rob Ching, CEO and founder of PCmatic. Rob, what I love about your company, of course, and the reason I call on you, is you're right here in South Carolina. You're down on the coast.
Yes, sir. I'm right here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's a beautiful day here.
Yeah. So what's the answer? How? Because obviously, too, individuals are at risk as well. It's not just these small cities and public organizations. Individuals are at risk too.
Individuals are at risk as well. You can lose all the things on your computer, particularly your work or your photos. But there is one tip that I can give everybody that has not been covered very much, and that's do not use your personal passwords at your work. Use different passwords. That is another security hole that are coming through, is that they're finding ways to get in. So everybody, if you have a work, everyone has personal passwords, so that's fine. But what's happened is that those passwords are now for sale, and because they've all been breached, like Yahoo, like Marriott, like Capital One, I mean, all that. But those are all your personal passwords. The problem now is that those same passwords are being used in your work.
Yep.
And so one thing that everybody can do is change your work passwords to something that's not your personal passwords. Yep.
Now, Rob, if you find yourself in this situation, and again, cities across the country have found themselves, with this dilemma. Baltimore, for example, was hit, and now they refused to pay the $76,000 ransom that was asked. Riviera Beach, Florida, though, they have the distinction of paying the largest known ransom, $600,000, but the FBI is saying don't pay the ransom.
Absolutely. I agree with the FBI's comment and recommendation. The more that we pay the ransoms, the more this is going to happen in the future. And they're getting quite wealthy over there. What I believe is happening is there are more and more people that are moving into this, what's called field line of work, to attack us from outside the country and come in because they're seeing all the money rolling with their neighbors.
Yep.
So it's becoming a whole, economy out there. So the more that we do it, the more we're encouraging other people to do it.
Just have to be watchful of these type of things. And if you get an email from somebody that you're not familiar with and there's a link, don't click on the link. Rob Ching, CEO and founder of PCmatic. What's your website, Rob?
PCmatic.com.
PCmatic.com. And Rob and his team down there can keep you safe. Appreciate your time. I always enjoy visiting with you, Rob.
Thanks, Joey.
Sure thing. Have a wonderful Friday.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.